Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Are you sick and tired of winter? Aren't we all? How many times can you go outside and shovel snow? There's 9 feet of snow next to the garage. You've had enough. You've got to get out of here. So you go inside, you say to your wife, "Wife, it's time for a vacation. Let's pack up and go." Well, maybe not a whole vacation, but what about just a nice long winter weekend? Well, there's a list of some places that are just perfect family-friendly destinations for long winter weekend escapes. And at first glance, when I saw a couple of these, we're not just talking about heading over to the mountain and jumping on a snow tube. No, these are a little extravagant. So if you've got $20,000 to just throw away for no reason in the middle of the winter, here we go. There is no better time than the present to start planning one last family getaway for the winter season. Take advantage of breaks from school and work, not to mention reasonable wintertime travel rates, by visiting any of these five destinations over a long weekend. The key is weekend, folks. Here we go. Number one, Bermuda. Hey, honey, let's go and spend 48 hours in Bermuda. Who knew that a two-hour flight out of New York City could land you in the middle of an island paradise? Travel and Leisure writes that the British territory has been growing ever more family-friendly in recent years as a result of dropping airfares along with a general increase in vacation package availability. Bermuda's semi-tropical climate lends the air a pleasant crisp at this time of year, perfect for biking, walking, and beach lounging alike, and spending a whole lot of cash for going away for 2 days. Mention that to your wife, she'll look at you like you're nuts. The next one, New Orleans. Reasonable travel rates and fun times are as ubiquitous as Mardi Gras beads in the Big Easy. This city is a mild weather paradise during the winter months and is particularly abuzz in January and February as it gears up for the annual pre-Lenten festival. The New York Times notes that G-rated pre-Mardi Gras parades take place throughout the city each year. Kids will also love open-air streetcar rides at $1.25 a pop and French-style confections, while adults will fall in love with the Creole cuisine and live music. You don't want to be anywhere near Mardi Gras if you got kids. You ever watch Cops in New Orleans on Mardi Gras week? Oh my goodness. No, it's not the family-friendly atmosphere. So if you go, go before Mardi Gras, or your kids are going to come home with quite an education. Next up, Orlando. U.S. News and World Report ranks Orlando tops for wintertime family travel. Theme parks like Disney World, Universal Studios, and SeaWorld offer up as much fun for adults as they do for kids, providing thrill rides and mellow poolside vibes sure to satisfy even the pickiest vacationer. The best time to visit is between January and April, when temperatures hover in the 70s and hotel rates are reasonable before the inevitable summertime spike. Disney World offers Magic Your Way packages to help maximize family fun and flexibility during your stay. If you'd prefer to stay off-site in the interest of budget, try a nearby hotel. Orlando is an obvious one, but again, just for a weekend? You're going to fly down and get ready. You know what? The kids are going to be even more depressed when you come home. What a tease. You went to Disney World for 48 hours. What did you go on? 2.5 rides? And we're going back home, kids, because you have a social studies test on Monday. The next one, Aspen, Colorado. Aspen is often touted as a posh getaway for the stars, but this Colorado hotspot is equally accessible for snow-loving families, even those on a budget. Aspen's mounds of freshly fallen snow offer limitless opportunities to try snow sports such as skiing, snowboarding, and tubing. U.S. News and World Report adds that many resorts in the area offer beginner-level lessons for snow-shy family members, children, or adults, while other hotels offer discount family rates for dining and accommodation. The fifth one of these family-friendly destinations for long winter weekend escapes, Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. Hey kids, jump in the station wagon. We're going to the Dominican Republic. Warm weather, fruity drinks, and beaches for miles. What else could a family ask for in a winter getaway? If the hot weather and palm trees aren't enough to sell you on their own, today's parent recommends taking a look at the Paradisus Palma Real slew of family-oriented offerings. Golf courses and spas will satisfy the grown-ups in your party, while kids will go crazy for the resort's 7,800-square-foot kids' zone winter park. Lovely ideas, but what about if you're living on a budget? Not everybody can just decide, you know what, the heck with Junior going to college. We're going to the Dominican Republic for the weekend. Here we go. No. You know what you can do on the weekend? Everyone lives, well, all right, unless you live in the deep south. You can get to some sort of wintertime fun, can you not? Isn't there a mountain somewhere where you can do some ski tubing? I don't know. What about some indoor stuff? What about, you know what, where is the closest big city to your house? There are probably things there you've never done before. What about museums? What about some nice restaurants? What about just some nice family time together? What about putting away the phones and the tablets and the video games? And maybe the family just gathering around the TV, making some popcorn, and watching some movies. You'll save a whole lot of money, and your wife will thank you for it. Stay with us. Coming up next, another edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Bubba loves the buffet. One day he went to a restaurant that advertised all you can eat for $10.95. Now, this is Bubba's kind of place. But when he asked the waitress for a third helping of shrimp, she told him he could have chicken, beef, or pork, but there was a limit of two servings of shrimp. Well, Bubba was pretty upset, and he told the manager he was going to report the restaurant to the FTC for false advertising. When Bubba followed up on his threat the next day, what do you think happened? Stay tuned for The Final Verdict. According to the FTC, the restaurant was not guilty of false advertising because they did not advertise unlimited shrimp, just unlimited food. It would only be false advertising if they had said all the shrimp you can eat for $10.95. And that's the final verdict.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. You've seen him shirtless, astride a horse, hugging a live tiger, and now mounting up with a one percenter motorcycle club, the American equivalent of somebody in the White House. Hey, this is big. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Russia needs to get twice the current price of a barrel of oil just to keep the lights on. Vladimir Putin has been seen riding his new HD trike and hanging with the president of Russia's version of a one percenter motorcycle club. According to recent Russian sanctions, wolves won't be traveling to or doing business with any company in America. This does not bode well for sourcing Harley-Davidson parts, and it looks like we won't see the wolves at Sturgis this year.
American Biker Minute.
American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.